Welcome back, Wild Warriors. This is Warrior There Pro Coaching coming to you with a tip on mindset. So one thing we do a lot often with that as athletes is we tell ourselves a story. And sometimes that story isn't positive. Sometimes we say, here we go again when we're suffering. I will never get this when we're in the middle of a workout and we can't nail it. If I only could, if I only could's a big one, or I have poor genetics. We tell ourselves this story, which gives us an out or allows us, sets us up to fail. So how do we fix it? Know we're doing it. So you have to stay present, know you're doing it. When you can recognize that you're doing it, then you can stop yourself from telling yourself this story. That's the only way you're gonna overcome this, is to recognize you're telling yourself a story, stop it, get present, and get back to work. That's all I have today for you from Arrow Pro Coaching. Up your watts. Welcome back, Watt Warriors. Roy with Arrow Pro Coaching coming to you with systems. So a lot of athletes put too much emphasis in the workouts. So they emphasize the workouts, but not the systems. So that means like you go out and pick a workout off a trainer road, you go get one on Zwift, you pick one out of a book and you do that workout, but you don't have a system on that. Like, why are you doing that workout? Is it a workout that is suited for your goals? Is it right for your physiology? Maybe you're wasting time doing workouts that you shouldn't be doing when you should be concentrating on other workouts. And that's where systems come into play. Professional football teams hire a coach who have a system, not a bunch of plays. Everybody has the plays, but the system is what where the true value is. So systems can include the workouts, the recovery, the gear, data, tech, nutrition. And so when you're out there putting together a program to get to see improvement, whether it's racing or events or nutrition or to lose weight or just to get back into shape, hire a system, not workouts. Systems will always gain results. Workouts are short-lived. That's all I have for you from AirPro Coaching. Up your watts. Welcome back, Watt Warriors. This is Roy there, Pro Coaching, coming to you with a coaching tip. We want to show you how to progress your workouts or how to compare from workout or ride to ride to see if you're improving. Check this out. So here we have a workout performed on Zwift by one of our athletes. This is an intensive workout. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sets. So they did 6 intervals within this workout, lasted about 56 minutes. They did 546 kilojoules of work at an intensity factor of 0.91. Basically, they rode at 91% of their threshold during this workout. And so kilojoules and intensity factor are one way to measure workout to workout. And let's show you how. Here we have workout number 2, and they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 intervals. Again, 55 minutes. This time they did 567 kilojoules of work at an intensity factor of 0.96. So this workout was an improvement or a progression over the last workout. So why is this important? Because progression leads to adaptation. As you progress the workout, add new load, your body has to adapt and it will improve. So if you're doing week in and week out the same ride or the same workout and you're not seeing greater work or greater intensity or both, you will not improve. That's all we have for you. Up your watts.
Welcome back, Watt Warriors. This is Warby Darrow Pro Coaching coming to you at Threshold. So a lot of crap going on about how Threshold doesn't matter because you don't race at Threshold, but that's not true. Yes, you do not race at Threshold, but I'm gonna tell you, if you don't have a high threshold, you're not racing at all because you're gonna be off the bat. Simple fact is, so threshold and then anaerobic. So when you're riding and somebody has, look at our watt buckets here, somebody is 100 watt threshold, 200 watt threshold, and 300 watt threshold. All right, so you got the 100 watt threshold. As soon as they go over 100 watts, they're anaerobic. As soon as they go up 200, they're anaerobic, 300, anaerobic. Anaerobic are those surges, those hard efforts, those attacks, those bridges. And those are the ones that really fatigue the system, and you only have a certain amount of those matches. So if you have a 100 watt person against a 300 watt person, this person could be drilling at 200 watts anaerobic, and this person's not even at tempo. So just that simple fact right there shows you that threshold does matter. So if you don't believe threshold matters and you don't believe having a higher threshold is the true measure of a stronger rider, then you're just wrong. Up your watts. Welcome back, Watt Warriors. This is Roy with AirPro Coaching coming to you at Threshold. So a lot of crap going on about how threshold doesn't matter because you don't race at threshold, but that's not true. Yes, you do not race at threshold, but I'm going to tell you, if you don't have a high threshold, you're not racing at all because you're going to be off the bat. Simple fact is, so threshold and then anaerobic. So when you're riding and somebody has, look at our watt buckets here, somebody is 100 watt threshold, 200 watt threshold, and 300 watt threshold. All right, so you got the 100 watt threshold. As soon as they go over 100 watts, they're anaerobic. As soon as they go up 200, they're anaerobic, 300, anaerobic. Anaerobic are those surges, those hard efforts, those attacks, those bridges. And those are the ones that really fatigue the system, and you only have a certain amount of those matches. So If you have a 100-watt person against a 300-watt person, this person could be drilling at 200 watts anaerobic, and this person's not even at tempo. So just that simple fact right there shows you that threshold does matter. So if you don't believe threshold matters and you don't believe having a higher threshold is the true measure of a stronger rider, then you're just wrong. Up your watts. Roy with AirPro Coaching coming to you with the cumulative effect of training. Endurance sport is not about the single workout. It's about putting multiple workouts together to get adaptation. You have to provide a stimulus for the body to adapt. The cumulative effect will do that for you. So for example, if I take tempo, the first week I might do 3 hours of tempo. Then the second week, 4 hours, and the third week, five. So that will give me about 11, 12 hours of tempo work. Cumulatively, that put together may provide enough stimulus to force the body to adapt. And that's what we're looking for with a cumulative effect. How do we track that? Check out our next video and we'll show you how we track and monitor the cumulative effect. That's all we have for you. Up your watts.
We some mile stars, we some capitan, we some winners, we go so hard, never giving in to no critics. I can do it, I knew it all. I said I can do it, I knew it
all. Welcome back, Wild Warriors. Roy with AirPro Coaching coming to you with how we track the cumulative effect. So we talked about the cumulative effect last time. How are we tracking it? We're using one of these, a power meter, a heart rate monitor, or both. At the end of a week, maybe I did 1 hour of tempo. Well, that's not enough. We might need to shoot for 3 hours. So the next week, I train a little harder. I put more focus in on that specific area. I get 3 hours. And then the third week, I might go for 4 hours. And I may even stretch it. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to go 4 hours. Or 4 weeks, I'm gonna do 4 or 5 hours. And then we look at the whole thing for the month and you did 6 hours of tempo. And that may provide enough stimulus. If you see adaptation, if you see improvements, it's working. If not, you need to add more stress. The issues that a lot of us do is we fall into the same training patterns week in and week out, providing the same stimulus with zero growth. That's all we have for you. Up your watts.
We some mile stars, we some capitan, we some winners, we go so hard, never giving in to no critics. I can do it, do it, do it, I knew it all. I said I can do it, do it, do it, I knew it all.
Welcome back, Wild Warriors. This is Roy with AirPro Coaching coming to you sick. This past week I got sick and the reason for that is simple. It's something we all do. I overloaded my system and my system paid me back by making me sick to slow me down. So couple tips on this. 8 hours of sleep. I didn't get that. So you need to have 8 hours of sleep or you need to reduce the amount of your load of your workouts. Take a nap. If you don't get the sleep that you need overnight, take a nap. Take that time to rest, lay down for about 30, 40 minutes. Make sure you're taking in the right amount of fats and proteins and carbs. I was reducing my calories to cut a little bit of weight, and fats really help your immune system. So if you eat the right fats, you'll keep your immune system strong. And the last thing, work-life balance. I was working 10, 12 hour days, trying to tackle all my workouts, and then also dealing with family. So putting it all together, eventually came crumbling down with me being sick. So my tip for you is to make sure you stay in balance, make sure you get your sleep, and keep your fats high. Your fat intake is important for a healthy immune system. That's all we have for you. Up your watts.